Accession number 19091, Real 4.
Bill, Partis, Real 4.
In the galley, they gave me a cold fried egg, which I'd never had before on the ship, and a piece of bacon, which was very hard and dry. On the way to the forecastle, it was full 10 gale, and it blew away. And it just blew over the side, so I went back, and it was really reminded me of the old Dickens book of Oliver Twist. And I asked for more, and he never spoke a word of English to cook, but I assumed that he wasn't very happy with me, and I just had to go back and have a look at this red cabbage that we seem to have a glut of in the forecastle. It was very primitive. The toilet arrangements were something to be desired, because there was no flush toilets, and the actual toilet facilities were washed by the sea. As the sea came up the scupper, that was it. So if you were sitting on the toilet and when the sea came up, it was not a very pleasant experience. But that was an old ship, and I came home from a voyage. I've been trying to get off the ship for a long time, but they wouldn't release me. And while I was home, there was an air raid, and a bomb went down the funnel, and it disappeared. So there was nothing left for me to go back to. So that's another narrow escape that I had. So as I look back, as I say, I suppose I am lucky, 78 years to be still knocking around.
And did you recover completely from your broken spine?
Yes, I did. I went on to become a judo instructor for many years, and never have any problems with it now. Yeah, lucky really. I was young at the time, and I suppose I was quite fit, and